Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Hathorn, our man, he joins right now. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We are that Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. 7 on Tuesdays. That's one of the times we talk to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Jeff, free agency, Steelers. The cap numbers came out yesterday. Will they be active, or will they try to address the heavy lifting in the draft? Tell me.
I think they'll be active. They've been active the last couple of years. Now, they've got to figure out who they want and who they're able to sign of their current free agents. And obviously we've discussed Cam Sutton. I think that's still top of the list and someone they would like to sign, and we'll just kind of see if they're in the same ballpark with what Cam wants. But yeah, I think they're not going to be the most aggressive, and it's kind of scary that the team with the most cap room is Cincinnati.
Jeff, who are some guys on the roster that they can restructure to expand their cap possibilities? Who are some guys on the roster that we can keep an eye out for to restructure their contract?
Well, William Jackson, that's the guy that there's no way they're going to pay him $10 million in salary, that kind of salary going into next year. So that either is a restructure or release, however they're going to do that. And they could do it with Watt and Minka and Cam. They could push that money down the road if they want to. And obviously that could be a tough game depending on how you structure everything. But I think those are the three big contracts that you're able to make some wiggle room for. And you think offensively, other than, Deontay, and it's a 1-year deal, you really don't have big contracts on that side where you'd have to rework other than a couple of offensive linemen. And, then that's that danger of, you want to be paying guys that may not be here in a couple of years.
Jeff, we're going to hear clips later in the show from Pat Freiermuth talking about some of the limitations that were put on Kenny Pickett in his first year as quarterback. When you look back on it now, how differently should the situation have been handled with Pickett and when they decided to insert him into the lineup, and then the latitude they were willing to give him once they did insert him into the lineup?
Well, you had to see what he could handle. And again, I think it's more a Tomlin thing than a Canada thing. I think those are the marching orders from Tomlin of hey, we can't turn it over. We want to keep this simple. Just almost playing not to lose offensively. And then as the season went on, you saw a little bit more. As they saw more of what Kenny could handle. As for the way they handled the situation, I'm still of the belief they did Kenny a solid by making him work his way up through and earn his teammates' respect. I when they had the Mitch deal and veterans wanted to see a more veteran guy start the season, I don't have an issue with how they started the season. The assumption is that it would have been so much better if Kenny would have started the first couple of games, but we don't know that 100%. And I understand the logic behind why they started with Mitch and then fairly quickly went to Kenny.
When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, 9-8 last year and obviously going to the Super Bowl now, what would the Steelers need to do, unrealistic as it may seem, to get from where they are now at 9-8 to a team that could be playing at least on championship weekend as soon as next year, Jeff?
Yeah, draft in the top 10 and get a Lane Johnson and, get a Devontae Smith and make a trade for a stud wide receiver. They've just done a really good job in building that team. And, you know, even when you look at their offensive line and how dominant they are, they only have one first rounder, and that's Johnson. They were able to get him at 4 overall. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, more and more as this process is going through, more and more I'm looking at that defensive line because I see what Philly does with that D-line. And, man, when you've got a D-line like that, you could do so many things. And take out of the fact that, you know, San Francisco is without a quarterback, but just throughout the season and how dominant they were. I mean, that Steeler game, that's a hell of a defense they've got over there.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I want to shift it off a little bit and kind of change tracks just a little bit and talk about Pitt basketball for one moment, Jeff. You're around this program. You've seen a lot of their games. Yeah. And is Jeff – this is something I want to get to the bottom of, though, because I'm curious, because I do not know the answer to this. Now that as they're winning and they've turned it around some, is Jeff Capel in the mode of thanks to the people who stuck by us through this, or is he more of the, yeah, screw the people that said we couldn't do this? Because there a lot of coaches, they fall into one or two categories when they go through a down spell and then come back.
You know, I think he's more in the camp of, hey, thanks to people that stood by us. I just don't – he's trying to make sure that he stays in the moment. You know, he's been asked a lot of questions about how they've been able to build this, and he'll give answers. He had an analogy yesterday about how it's like wine that you kind of – you start growing the grapes, and at first you produce some wine, and then as you go – it goes farther on and you have success, the wine tastes better because of the roots that you established. And that's what he's, you know, he's look at the analogy he was with the program. But I don't think he's bitter to people that, or really has given much thought. That's really not him. Like, and that's probably as much a Coach K thing that, you know, you just kind of worry about yourself. I don't think he really has paid a lot of attention to naysayers that are at least coming after him.
Jeff, what's a blatant difference that you've seen from this year's Pitt team than, you know, the first few years of Jeff Capel's head coaching career here at Pitt? What's a huge blatant difference that you've seen from their success this year that they didn't have in the past?
That they like each other and they play for each other. I think that's a huge difference with this team. I mean, and maturity has done it. I mean, you've got a number of guys that have come from other schools that are looking at either last or next to last opportunities, and they realize like this is it. There's a sense of urgency. They're anxious to show what they could do, and it's bonded not just during the wins, but even during the losses early on. There was no finger pointing. They found a way, and they make the extra pass. And I think that shows you how well they trust each other. You know, they don't get upset if Blake takes a shot from 28 feet. Because they feel like they're still all in this together, and there's no heads down when they make mistakes or they get late in games and they've blown a lead. I mean, it's a team that feeds off each other. They've been a lot of fun to watch.
Jeff, to shift lanes once again, 31 days until the NHL trade deadline. A third of that time, though, is going to be spent during this All-Star break bye week time. Is there any reason to suspect that Bo Horvat getting dealt to the Islanders spurs Ron Hextall and the Penguins into some kind of action?
I mean, maybe. I mean, what they're dealing with, though, with their cap situation is, okay, if you're going to make that deal, who are you getting rid of? And then, you know, well, you could get rid of Dumoulin. Well, you've got to assume that there's a trade market or value for Dumoulin or, you know, or Jeff Carter or somebody like, hey, if we get rid of this guy and we can add another piece. You know, what you might see is just a player or two at first to salary dump to try to put themselves in a position to add a small piece, but you're just not going to see them have the ability, barring some kind of blockbuster, of them really shaking up what they're going to do. And I think that's what they wrestle with and why you haven't seen the idea of, okay, we could trade this for this, but how much impact and can we make it work cap-wise? I mean, they're kind of stuck with the group they have unless they really want to shake it up and take a guy that they might think would be a part of their future and send them out and get something in returning and get a little bit younger. Here's what I think the Pens' biggest problem, and they had that coming into the season. They have to figure out what they are. And if they are still going to go forward with, hey, we signed this core back, we're going to go for it, I don't know how many moves they could realistically make without affecting their opportunity to make the playoffs this year.
Jeff, if the NCAA tournament started today, if the Stanley Cup playoffs started today, the Penguins and Pitt would be in. Which of the two do you think is more likely to miss out on the postseason?
You know, the Pens do have a few games in hand. And they, you know, so I want to say that there's still another run in them, but I really like the way Pitt basketball is playing. Their schedule looks favorable. I think it's Pitt basketball.
All right, you're a pretty level-headed man. You're actually one of the most level-headed people I've ever met in my life. I'll just be frank with you. Whenever there's a forecast like there was today, and you don't necessarily see the forecast, and then you get snow, or it's forecasted for a bunch of snow and then you don't get any, does Jeff Hathorn get upset with any meteorologists? How do you handle that? I've never asked you this question. I think it's a good conversation. This is kind of a Starkey-esque conversation. Continue, Jeff.
You know, you remember the late great...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.